and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
It's time for Tell It to Stanya.
It's all about you. Ooh, let's peel away the layers and focus on you. What's going on inside? Let's talk about love and truth and the matter of who we are. Let's find out together on Tell It to Stanya.
Pleasant good afternoon. Tell It to Stanya. That's right. I am she and she is me. And it's another Saturday. Bim, bim, bim. Hey. Anyhow, listen. I was just going to say, how did I meet my guest today? But this is our first time officially meeting. And boy, let me tell you, she's a firecracker. Ooh, y'all think I have little personality? No, mama do have personality. But anyways, I want to officially welcome Casey Moncur. I know, Moncur Ross. Oh, I could say the full name?
Moncur.
Monica, you know what? And I'm happy you said that. You were married before?
Yes.
Okay, so the Ross would have been your husband's name.
Yes.
Then, you know something? And I was getting ready to ask this question because this is very curious. And I have a friend. I ain't calling no name, but I just talked to you before the show start. Why is it that women, especially if you had a hyphenated word, last name. Like, why keep the last name? Especially if you always had your last name. So, you know, like, Davis Moss. Well, if you ain't with Mr. Moss no more, well, just drop it and go right back to Davis, though. That's what you did, didn't you?
Yes, you're okay. Absolutely correct. So, okay, I'm Casey Moncur.
Moncur, okay. Yes. We ain't got to come with that other name.
No.
Okay. Child, take that. Keep that over there. Okay. All right, guys. So, in studio today, I have Casey Moncur with me, and we are talking about drum roll. Brittany, no drum roll, eh? And she looks so cute. You are such
Thank
a beautiful
you.
Woman.
Thank you. You are amazing too.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Daniel.
And I have to say, a beautiful black woman. And mind you, if you was red, I was going to say you was a beautiful red woman. But you're a beautiful black woman. I mean, skin flawless. Let me show you my daughter, because my daughter's a beautiful black gal. Let me show you her bam. We waiting for the drum roll. Bam. Okay, so today we are talking about vajayjays. That's you see my daughter?
She is absolutely gorgeous.
That's right.
Her hair is healthy.
She gets that from her mama. You see
that?
She's
glowing. She's a black goddess.
You
just
see
like
that?
Me.
She looks like a black Barbie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why I'm showing it to you.
She's a black Barbie.
Yeah, man. Y'all look good, man. Okay, then. Anyway, yes. We are talking about vajayjays today. And vajayjays is a very sensitive thing. It's a personal thing. It's a private thing. And it's a thing that I don't think we talk about it, because there's a lot of embarrassment, shame, shyness, all this stuff. And so I think today is a good conversation. We're supposed to segue into something else a little later. Oh, look at my guy is here. But we're talking about vajayjays first. Brittany, you might need to go get Mr. Smith from downstairs. Okay. All right. So with that said, we're going to talk about vajayjays. So now, why is this, why are we talking about vajayjays?
Great question, Stanya. So we're in 2026.
Right.
And feminine hygiene and care is still taboo. No one is talking about it. We don't have enough open conversations about how women and girls alike should care for themselves.
And well, you know what? And that's this is very timely, because, you know, young girls, because you just said women and girls. Boy, I'm going to say the young girls really don't know, but a lot of women don't know how to properly clean and cleanse their vajayjay, right?
And you are right, yes.
Yeah, and then how do you actually even have that conversation to say, I don't know how to clean my vajayjay?
Yes.
But anyhow.
And that's a good point, because honestly, when I was 13, I remember starting my cycle. And when I started my cycle, I didn't understand how to properly care for myself.
Okay.
So there were conversations, but they weren't conversations how to giving you a step-by-step guide of how to care for yourself. You heard conversations at school.
Right.
You heard conversations among your friends, but it wasn't giving you real direction.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that because of that, women suffered in silence. They just continue on their days as normal, and they feel ashamed, and they feel embarrassed to open up about what's actually going on with them.
Okay, so I'm sitting here, and you know, I'm going back in my mind to, like, did anyone show me? I know Mrs. Smith ain't want to come in on this conversation. That's right. He's saying no. He don't want to come in. Okay. But I remember thinking, come on in. I remember thinking that this might my co-host, Mrs. Smith. Hi, Mrs.
Hello.
Smith.
Hello.
Listen, be ready talking with the JJ's, man. Sit down, man. You could join
no,
in.
I don't think that's a
you ain't going to talk with that, eh?
Conversation
that you're going to have. Okay.
Well, I would say this, Mrs. Smith. You either know a woman with a vajayjay, or you took part in birthing a human being that has a vajayjay. So this conversation is
for
important.
You.
For
exactly.
You. Yeah.
So I'm sitting here thinking, like, I went back and I'm like, okay, when that, you know, when I first saw my cycle, and I'm thinking about the conversation that I would have had with my mother, and even before that, I don't really remember having a conversation about how to clean my vajayjay.
Yes, yes. So it was just standard conversation. Okay, you're having your period. You could get pregnant now. This
yes.
is the pad.
Don't have no man.
This, don't have no man.
Yeah.
Don't have no sex or else you get pregnant. You know, put the pad on.
You're
change
right.
every 4 to 6 hours. You'll be okay.
Right.
But feminine care is more, feminine hygiene and care is more than just your period.
Okay.
You know, even in this climate that we live in, we have heat, you
right.
sweat, and even stressors of day-to-day life. You have to take care of children, women work 2 and 3 jobs, and our diet. So all of that plays an important role in a woman's or a young girl's feminine hygiene and care.
But why do you think there's so much shame in it? Because, I mean, it's not something that we talk about, but it's something that we have to do literally every day, several times a day.
Exactly. So there is a lot of shame because I feel that our bodies were shamed. And it goes back, you know, in time. We never were taught how to embrace day-to-day life and our bodies. And that's why I'm here today, to teach women, to educate women, to let them know that Rosebuds Naturals is a safe space where women can ask questions and they can get solutions to their day-to-day feminine care needs.
So what's some of the questions that people actually, like, ask you or want to know about?
One of the most common questions is, how can I balance my pH?
So
that's a loaded question, right? So with our line, we have a test or a quiz where women can go online and they take the quiz and we can recommend products and a solution based on what it is that you're experiencing. Or if you want that one-on-one care, because we believe in care,
right?
You know, we go the full way, you call or you send a WhatsApp and you have a conversation with us about what's going on.
So now, see, I'm not even going to touch how women's pH get off balance. Shall I even talk about the demand them? Okay.
And,
anyhow,
I love that, Stanya, because
yes.
we are not doctors, right? We are advocates for how women should care for themselves daily. So Rosebuds, we cater to the everyday woman in the Bahamas who is looking for gentle, effective daily care to help you stay fresh, balanced, and confident.
Oh my goodness, you're so amazing. You sound like a commercial.
Thank
yeah.
you.
So I have a text message, even though I didn't give the number. The text message, guys, 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can give me a call for 323-6232. You know, Dwight is one. We call off all these numbers. But my ADHD be kicking in. But anyhow. 3-6-2-3-2-3-2-5-4-3-1-6. Okay, so let me read this message. Okay, Stanya, this is a good topic, but I hope the target audience isn't only young teens, because I just exited a business with grown women that smelled like a fish market.
Oh, my. Stanya. Ooh. And see, this is the reason why women have the stigma and the shame behind the conversation, because smelling like fish is normal. We have a lot of women who, you know, we are plus size. We are very voluptuous.
Right.
And I embrace my curves, honey. So when you couple that with the weather, you know, the tight clothing that we wear, sometimes our diets, we eat too much bread, rice, alcohol, all of that contributes to the disruption of your pH balance. Okay. Again, we're not doctors. We're not giving medical advice.
Right.
But women should help each other. This is a community of women assisting each other with tips on how to care for yourselves daily. For example, if you sweat a lot, you should change your underwear at least 2 to 3 times a day. Right?
Say that again.
Yes.
Casey,
yes.
Say, hold on.
Yes.
Casey,
if you sweat a lot, you should change
your... Have your little backup panties.
Yes, you need
to. In the car,
to.
In your bag, wherever.
Because with the sweat, bacteria multiplies down there.
Okay.
And you need to keep things balanced.
All right.
So if you're not changing your underwear and the environment down there is moist, what happens?
Right.
Bacteria develops and you can now have pH imbalance.
Okay, I mean, but you, anyway, let me stay focused, because I'm going to ask if you had anything for men, because you know what, let me go to these products, because we're talking about women, and I'm going to stay focused, because then I don't like when the men try to say the other thing, so I'm not going to be that person, Mr. Smith. I don't know why you laughing. I am going to stay focused. Listen.
I wonder, and whenever.
Would I laugh or not?
Are you, what?
So I heard that
Miss Stanya, I like that question. Women can, in fact, share these products and the solutions and the advice that we give with their partners, because when you're sexually active as well, your partner can throw off your balance. So it depends on what your spouse is eating. So if your spouse had 3 or 4 bears, and you have unprotected sex, and your balance, he can throw that off. So that's how important it is, too, about knowing yourself and knowing your body as a woman, so that you can then tell your partner, hey, last week, what did you eat? Because I felt that something was off. And he could say, oh, I went out with the boys, and boy, I had a couple of bears. And then she'll have to say, okay, well, on those nights, we need to either wear protection, or we need to wait a couple of days until it gets out of your system, because I care for my body. I love my body so much. I need things to stay calm so I could stay confident and ready to go.
You know, we're going to look at these products, but Casey, so I've heard. I don't have any personal experience. You're talking about drinking beers. I don't know. Sometimes they say when the things lift. Let me go to these products. What we got here?
One of our number one best-selling products is our Bark Acid Suppositories. It's made...
Which one is this? These three.
So it comes into 3 packages. You have small, which is 7 pills.
Okay.
You have a large, which is 14 pills. And then you can add and accessorize it with pH testing strips, because how will you know what to treat if you don't test it?
Okay, so,
So you test your pH first.
Oh, this is cool.
Yeah, so there, it's a kit, and then you're able to pee on it, just like you would a pregnancy test. You pee on it, and it would give you the results. So all of the directions is in the packaging, and if something is off, then you go by the directions on the packaging. Yes.
Okay, this is cool. All right, so this is a suppository.
Yes, a vaginal suppository, Alrighty. And you can insert it with an applicator or with your bare hands. And this is a everyday product. I tell women, you're sexually...
Persons can use this every day.
Yes, you can use it, but not more than 14 days a month. Yes. So we tell women, you can use this after your period, because sometimes your period throws your balance off, and it's normal. But some women don't feel a lot of smell after it.
Right.
So your body normally comes back, you know, to its normal state. But if you want to fast forward it. You can take a suppository before sex, after sex. Women who are sexually active, if you want to feel fresh, smell fresh, and balance your pH, this is a good product to use. We have the 7-day for $18. Well, that's the starting price. It's not bad at all. And you keep it in your medicine cabinet, just like you would, you know, condoms, just like you would your pregnancy tests. You keep it as an emergency kit because you just never know what the day would throw at you. And you need something to reset fast.
Better the thing, because what about my name now? Cardi B. Cardi B song playing in my head right now.
Yes.
You know the outside song? Right, so let me stay focused. Okay. Okay. So seriously, guys, this sounds amazing. First of all, so she's saying
and
that...
And it's manufactured right here in the Bahamas, so we know exactly...
Oh, really?
Yes, it's medical-grade boric acid. So this I studied biology and chemistry, and I've also partnered with women in that field who helped me to bring
this?
It, yes, to bring
this
it all
is,
together.
This is amazing, guys. Mm-hmm. You all heard that? It's manufactured right here.
In the Bahamas.
And, you know, I'm laughing and acting crazy, but on a serious note, guys, this is something that I think all women need, whether or not it's when our period is done, whether or not we are having sex, something I don't do.
Mm-hmm. Even after exercising.
That's for Mrs. Smith. Mm-hmm. But seriously, guys, and then, you know, because the vagina is just such a sensitive thing, your vajayjay is very, very sensitive. So this is something that you definitely need. All right. So she has a few other products. I'm interested in. I see something that I really want to know what that is on the end. But anyhow, let's gummies.
Yes. So this is a probiotic gummy. So if you don't know, your vagina is directly connected to your gut. This is scientifically proven. You know, we're not inventing anything, creating anything out of the box.
But Casey, we don't know these things.
I know. So it's important to balance the gut to make sure that you have good gut health, to make sure that things stay fresh and balanced down there. So for the women who do not want to use a vaginal suppository, they can take a gummy. Okay. So these are probiotic feminine gummies. You take two a day. And you're good to go.
Okay, because, you know, they say that everything starts in the gut.
In the gut.
So, okay, so for persons who may not want to insert the suppository, they can take the gummy.
The gummies.
Okay.
Or...
Is the gummy bitter or is it...
No, it's sweet.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But it doesn't have any sugar in it. Okay. Yeah, it's zero added sugar.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we have feminine washes. So one question we always ask our customers, would you prefer something to use on your skin? Would you like to take something by mouth? Or would you like something to insert in your vajay? Mm-hmm. Based on your preference,
right. We
then find a product that is right for you. So we don't just sell products. We offer solutions. We help women answer their questions. And again, a disclaimer, we're not physicians, but we help women with daily feminine hygiene and care needs.
Well, I like that you have so many options.
Yes.
Right. If you don't if you're not someone who wants to insert something, and you could use the gummy, and then now there's the feminine wash.
Wash,
okay.
Yes.
So what's the difference between
these
two?
So we have two feminine washes here. Mm-hmm. One is for the extra sensitive girl.
Right.
So our product line, we cater to sensitive skin women, but if you're normal skin, that's fine too. You can use the products. But we specifically cater to women with sensitive skin because I had sensitive skin when I was young. I'm going to tell you a quick story. So I was 14, and after I showered, I had an irritation. Mm-hmm. And I went to my mommy and I said, Mommy, it's burning. And she was like, oh, just go in the tub and wash it off. I was like, oh, I think it's the soap. She was like, oh, it ain't no soap. So she thought that because her pH, or she didn't get any irritation from the soap, and my bigger sister didn't get any irritation from the soap, I should be fine. But you know what she didn't know? Mm-hmm. I was a delicate flower.
Not the delicate flower.
I was sensitive.
You were a rosebud.
Yes, and she didn't understand that. So I suffered for years.
Wow.
Using the soap, not knowing. And you know, at 18, 19, I got tired. And I'm like, there has to be a better way. And that is where my search started. So here I have the delicate flower for the extra sensitive. Mm-hmm. And then I also have, we call Kettle Cleanse Feminine Wash, mm-hmm. to cleanse, to help you feel fresh. So it has boric acid in it. So if you need a refresh before sex, after your period, if you had a long day, you know, hotel workers, they wear stockings, they wear the tied up skirts, right. you know, and you just want, you know, a pick me up after work to mm-hmm. just refresh. These are definitely.
This is amazing. Listen, this is amazing stuff. I like this. Seriously. Yeah. This is so good.
Yes.
This is so good. Okay, I see something else you didn't. Yeah, we'll start and then you.
This one here is the mint rose.
Okay.
So we had some customers who came and say, "You know what, Miss Rosebud, I'm not sensitive.
Right.
I need something tingly. I need a little scent, man, create something for us." You know, natural, that's mild, but I need to smell something. I, you know, want to feel minty fresh, especially in the hot climate, right? So this one is the Mint Rose Feminine Wash. Oh, so man. This is for the normal skin women who don't get irritations easily, but who still want to stay fresh, balanced, and confident.
I wish you had brought something that was open so we could smell it. Because that just looks like it smells good.
You can open it.
Okay.
You can open it and smell it. Are you, I don't know if this is a personal question, but Stania,
yes, ma'am.
Are you normal skin or sensitive skin? What would you say?
Sensitive.
Sensitive,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So the mint rose would not be for you.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't want the mint rose.
And this is why it's so important to have a community where when you have these questions and you need solutions, you can come to a person, you can come to a store, you can come to a company like Rosebuds and ask questions. Hey, I don't have any diseases. I don't have any sickness. But guess what? It's hot and I feel imbalanced. What you have for me? I'm sensitive. I prefer something to just use on my skin. I don't want anything to put in inter. What do you recommend? And that is how we just...
Casey,
make our customers feel special.
You. I mean,
you know, come shop Rosebud, shop Care.
And I know you do. You know, I know you do a good job having these conversations. Let me tell you, because you, your tone, even you see how she, Mrs. Smith, you see how she gets a little quiet and then she slows it down. Girl, you're good.
Thank you.
Girl, you're good. Girl, you're good. Okay.
Not as good as you.
This is the brown nose. Okay, guys, I'm going to smell this. As I've told you all before, that I don't have or I don't speak with persons like a whole lot before they come on the show. So I've never smelled this before. So I'm going to give you my honest opinion. Okay, but this is gentle.
It's mild and gentle, yes.
So it's still, Mrs. Smith, smell it. It's okay, Mrs. Smith. You can smell the JJ wash. It's gentle. You don't think so?
Yes.
It's very gentle, guys.
Yes.
So, okay, this is nice.
And it's important, too, for women to know how to use feminine products, because some of them still have stigma behind it. Oh, I don't want to use anything down there. Mm-hmm. I ain't used nothing for years. I just use soap and water. And we tell women, good, if you feel like you don't need to use anything, that's perfect. Continue doing that. But there are some women who want something. And for those women who want gentle care for sensitive skin or normal skin, come and shop Rosebuds. But this isn't just all about products. Mm-hmm. This is a safe space where women can find solutions to their day-to-day feminine hygiene and care issues. Okay. So we are our sister's keeper.
Well, I like that you took the time to create something specific for a woman, that it was manufactured here, that it was made here. So this isn't something that you saw online and then you purchase it and then you repackage it and blah, blah, blah. No, this is something that was, you know, when you create something, creating something, making something is totally different. When you create something means that it's for a specific person, and it's the right thing.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
It's for the roses, the delicate flowers. Every woman is a rose, and every young girl starts off as a rosebud. And with the right nutrients, care, you just bloom. And that's where we're trying to get women in the Bahamas. Take care of yourself. To feel calm, to feel safe, embrace the conversation surrounding feminine hygiene and care. Every woman has experienced some imbalance, some discomfort at a point in time in her life.
The vajayjay is sensitive.
Exactly. We're sensitive. So it's important to have a community of women to just have open conversations about what's going on with our bodies.
Okay. Well, I have a few questions, but I see one more thing. Did you said a kit or something?
So, yes. So this is our Confidence Fresh Start Kit.
Okay.
So for women who have never tried the brand, who are curious, and who want to get an experience of the brand, this package is especially for them. It's for $25. It comes with a mini foam wash. It comes with suppositories. It comes with pH balancing feminine wipes. Or you can swap it for a mist spray. So a mist spray is simply a spray that you carry with you in your bag. Every time you use the restroom, you can refresh while on the go. So we call this our starter kit or our travel kit.
So, okay, this is good. Like, I know a lot of times, like, schools purchase things. Like, I just went to a school, and they had, sitting in the guidance counselor's office, and she had, like, a box of feminine stuff. And I was like, well, what's going on here? And, of course, she was like, okay, we'll be purchasing these things. So, like, have you partnered with the government or
definitely,
anyone?
Definitely.
Not yet.
No, I have. Okay. I'm going to speak about one project, one initiative that I've done, but I do a lot of them. But I don't like to open about it too much because it's my gift back to young women in the society, because I feel like when I was young and I didn't have anyone to teach me and to educate me and gift me with those products, I'm the one to gift it to other young women. Mm-hmm. So I keep it private. I'm not too open about it, but I do assist, private and also public institutions.
So if someone wanted to, especially, in its election time.
Yes.
And let's say an MP wanted to maybe purchase some things. He or she noticed that, you know, maybe this, you know, in the community, there's not a lot of education surrounding this. And maybe they wanted to do that. How would they reach you if they wanted to contact you?
They can contact me at rosebudscare.com. So they can go directly to the website. That's rosebudscare.com. Or our email is info@rosebudscare.com. That's info@rosebudscare.com. Or they can simply send us a WhatsApp, or they can call us at 802-3292. So we actually started a foundation. It's called Rosebuds Naturals Foundation. Mm-hmm. And I specifically started the foundation because I know that, okay, we are having the conversations about feminine hygiene and care, but how can young women access the products? Mm-hmm. So along with education, I also have private donors that, you know, donate money or products to the foundation.
Okay.
And we go out into the public or private organizations and we teach young girls and also gift them with feminine products.
Okay, so there's that huge awareness.
Yes, it's a huge awareness.
Okay, this is amazing.
And each one teach one. Because, Tanya, guess what? Mm-hmm. You could stumble across a young girl or a woman tomorrow, and she may just open up about something that she may be experiencing. And you can say to her, you can, you know,
something?
I just had a conversation with this lady who owns a feminine care line, Rosebuds, right in Nassau, Bahamas. They're like the honeypot of the Bahamas. Great for sensitive skin, and it helps a woman feel fresh and confident. So call them. Send them a WhatsApp. Give them a call. Go to the website. See the card right here. Hit them up. Yes. They'll be able to help you.
Listen. Casey, you are something. You are something. Isn't she something else?
Definitely.
You are something else.
She just gave her own infomercial right now.
That's right. Yes. I'm telling you. Listen, Casey, you have it factor, I must say.
Thank you.
You are definitely an amazing woman.
I think it's rubbing off, Stan.
Oh, here we go now. And a breath of fresh air.
Thank you. Seriously, you
really are like a rosebud. Like, girl, you blooming.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I don't know, guys, if y'all are watching on... Now, y'all know I don't forget what cable station we on right now. But if you are watching, you definitely you can see what I see. Like, you're glowing. You really are amazing. I think you're definitely going to go very far with this. How long have you been
since 2021. Yes, that's when Rosebuds was birthed.
Right. Mm-hmm. And this is good. I mean, you know, you opened with Mr. Smith saying that, okay, if he wasn't... that he knows a woman or, you know, yes. help give birth to a woman, a female. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, like, this is something that I would get for my daughter Definitely. As well. This is good.
Definitely. Thank you.
This is
Thank
good. You. Okay, guys. Well, once again, how can people find you if they want to reach out to you?
Yes. So our number is 802-292. You can kindly send us a WhatsApp or you can give us a call Monday to Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or after those hours, you can send us an email, info@rosebudscare.com. Or you can go directly to the website to learn more about our products or to send us a private message at rosebudscare.com. That's rosebudscare.com.
Okay, are you on Facebook or
yes,
Instagram?
We are on Facebook, Rosebuds Naturals, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. We're very active on those platforms.
Listen, Casey, they remember all that which you give. They remember
But listen,
right to Facebook.
Let me tell you what they'll remember. Go to QVS Pharmacy. Go to Prescription Parlor Pharmacy. Super Value behind the counter. Mazari, our products are there.
Okay, where is it again?
You can also QVS Pharmacy, that's Village Road, mm-hmm. and Prince Seagrave Shop. Shopping Plaza, yes. Mazari, that's Soldier Road.
Okay.
Yes, behind Beauty Shack.
Okay.
You have Super Value Food Stores, Golden Gates.
All of them?
East, five of them okay. have our products. Prescription Parlor Pharmacy, Carmichael Road, Annie Street, Docks Pharmacy. Or if you're a college student, right across the road, Wilmax Pharmacy, you could go right there and get your Rosebuds products.
All righty. Okay, guys. I just want to say thank you for being a part of the show.
Thank you,
and
Stanya.
Bringing awareness to JJ.
Yes.
So with that said, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And on the next side of the commercial break, Mr. Smith and I are going to revisit. Y'all know what we revisited. So we'll be right back.
Always on the go, miss the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is definitely the time for BAMSI to continue to build on the progress that we've made. There's now drone technology. There's now year-round container farming. You have hydroponics. You have aquaponics. You have precision farming. There have been record numbers of enrollments, record numbers of flat fishing certifications. We've had record enrollments in our online courses. Students from across the family of islands. Because in BAMSI, we are not just cultivating produce. We're cultivating producers.
Hey everyone, get ready for a night you won't forget. It's Z Live's Far Back Friday Party with host Chivago Lang. Friday, March 27th, beginning at 7 p.m. Join us at Zapatillo State for a night of 80s and 90s music, dance, light bites, and refreshing drinks. Get your tickets at the Nassau Guardian between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. $50 per person, cash sales only. It's Z Live's Far Back Friday Party. Real music, lots of fun, eats and drinks, and oh so cool vibes. See you there.
The following is a paid political message.
For you, see everybody in Kalani. Change is here. Hey, hands in the air. See everybody That was a paid political message.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we are back. Just had to almost get in a fight with Mrs. Smith. Mrs. Smith looked like he was trying to steal my pen from me. I just saying, Mrs. Smith, you look like a pen stoler.
Man, that's a nice pen, though.
And
that
listen,
is a nice pen.
And I steal pens, by the way.
Oh, you do?
Yes, I do. Okay. I love nice little inky pens.
Fortunately for me, I didn't bring one today.
Oh, boy, I tell you. Well, y'all, let me tell y'all now. Finally, being a talk show host is paying off because I got... Tings.
Well, that's a big bag of goodies.
That's right. That's right, y'all. So I have my little rosebuds package. I got the, y'all ain't need to know what I got, but just know that I have things from Rosebuds. I thought that was a good conversation. I enjoyed that just now.
Yeah, definitely. I learned a lot. And I think that any male who has daughters, mothers, sisters, aunts, and the like can benefit from, you know, Mother's Day is coming up. And you
yeah.
Know.
Yeah. Now, you know, I don't know, because sometimes we little crazy as women, though, we might be offended by that.
Well, that is true, too. That's a fine line. But I think that if you approach it from the right angle,
yeah,
you know, it's yeah. all, it's just in having something that you can use every day to accentuate whatever you
the
have.
The pH balance.
The balance.
Yes, yes that's what... That's what exactly. That's the best way actually to approach it, guys. If you wanted to give someone something, you can say, "Hey, I was listening to this and they were talking about like pH. I don't know all the the womanly things, but you want to try it and see where your pH is at, and then go from there."
Definitely,
yeah.
Definitely.
Okay, well we got a call already in Maystad. Well, anyway, I know who that is calling. I used to be dead scared. Listen, from the last time when I answer the telephone here. Beforehand, Brittany, that's not it. What happened there? They hung up already. Child, y'all got me scared to answer the phone now. But anyway, guys, I am in studio with my co-host, Mr. Smith. And remember now, we were supposed to have a conversation about remember the situation with the whole church hurt and everything else. And remember, I said that, it kind of, poked me just a little bit. And it poked me for several reasons, not just because, I'm the, my parents were divorced and all that good stuff. But just real stuff. Real stuff came to the surface. I think both ex-husband and ex-wife, both of them are amazing people. And I did speak with the ex-husband afterwards. I'm not going to say what was shared, but everybody has a side, their perspective on things. So I just wanted to kind of touch on a few things that came to the surface. And I want to touch it because these are things that we experience that we don't always get an opportunity to talk about. And remember, Stania, is a place where we do. Wait, hold on. What did Miss Rosebud say? What did Casey say? The community. This is a place where you can ask questions.
A safe zone.
Yes, yes. So there were a few things that came up. One, I had Mr. Smith on because Mr. Smith is over 10,000 things. But one of the hats that he wears is as a psychologist. He works with people as well. So if you want to work with Mr. Smith too, definitely have a go at it. You work with couples, right?
Yeah, I do work with couples, Stanya. Couples, single individuals, and also persons who have interpersonal relationship conflicts, whether that be in the workplace or in your private relationships with your intimate partners.
Right.
Because we oftentimes just look at it in terms of intimates, but you also have persons who have personal conflicts at work.
Yeah, everywhere.
That's you know, inhibiting productivity.
Oh, yes. But okay, so this is why Mrs. Smith is here with me, because I think he's amazing. So one of the things that came to the surface with our three-part story was, one, was the religious influence. Now, Mr. Smith and I kind of went, I don't know if you remember this, we went back and forth the last week when, during the commercial break, I think I was saying that I prefer when persons want the premarital counseling that they should go to someone outside of their pastor or priest or what have you. And, you know, you're so gentle, Mrs. Smith, because, you know, you were like, oh, well, they could still do it. And then they could probably, you know, do something else too. You're so nice. But I don't feel like it addresses situations. Like, the things that really matter, the things that eventually rise to the surface, was never addressed. That's just been my opinion. And I don't really like to deal with couples, to tell you the truth. I don't like working with couples because, well, I'll say a little later, but I don't like working with couples. But normally the issues that come up when I ask, okay, guys, did you talk about this during the premarital time sessions? They usually say no. Have you experienced that?
That's a common thread among couples,
yeah,
but we must understand we are a religious nation.
Oh, Lord.
And so the propensity to go to religious counselors for pre-marriage, it's most oftentimes it's a prerequisite for you getting married in a church.
Okay.
And so persons tend to go and do that. But what I also know is that persons are caught up in the fusion of the relationship at the time and the festivities of the wedding. And so they don't really focus on the core issues that are really there and sometimes glaring.
Mm-hmm.
But because we've already invested in all these invitations, we've already told all our friends that we're getting married, even if we didn't invest in the invitations, there is this stigma attached to, boy, you say you're getting married. So what happened, man? Y'all ain't getting married no more.
Right.
This date can't come.
Mm-hmm.
So we have that shame. And so that third person perspective is what really propels us mostly to avoid those glaring items and move towards the wedding without taking stock really of, can I really live with this person for the rest of my life?
So are you saying then the euphoria of I'm getting married is now it's clouded with the reality of some things, like we are not paying attention to things that may be obvious or not so obvious because we're just focused on getting married.
Definitely. I think that's a push. And then you have that, you see it more illuminated with persons who are reaching certain age brackets.
Well, see, that's the thing I was just about to say. I feel like society, and not just Bahamian, maybe, I don't know, I mean, I've lived other places, but so I'm just going to say Bahamian society for now. It almost feels like there is a pressure to get married in a way. And, okay, if you don't get married, especially from a female perspective, then something is wrong with you. Something is really wrong with you if nobody asks you to, you know, nobody wanted to marry you. That means that something is wrong. And to me, that's kind of very tatted. That is very tatted sauce. Because Okay. People can say, I've seen people who are short, tall, fat, skinny, crazy, not crazy, whatever you want to call it, and they have mates.
There is someone for everybody.
Yes.
There is someone for everybody.
But there's a pressure, and I don't know because you're a male, but there's pressure on why you not married, like especially as a woman. I saw something online this week when they were saying that, well, if somebody in their 40s and they haven't been married yet, what's wrong with them?
I think that the stigma exists for both male and female.
You think so?
These days, I think that you would see that more persons are taking the long road to marriage as opposed to getting married at earlier stages in their life. And I think that the religiosity is the foundation of our society.
Right.
And so because that is the foundation of our society, we tend to look to the Bible as the rule book. And the rule book says that we should build the church by building the families. The only way we could build a family is by getting married.
Right.
And creating children so that we can build the church. And so that is if we're taking our North Star, if our North Star is the Bible, because we are a religious nation, then we look towards that. That's what we were taught from our great-grandparents, our grandparents, our parents. Now, come to this, the Gen Z.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
they don't get married.
We're looking at, they're looking at things in a more, what you would call an enlightened perspective by a Eurocentric mindset. So they're thinking about careers. They're thinking about living the life that they see on television. They're thinking about, how am I going to afford this? How am I going to afford that? And if I have children, if I get married, how is that going to impact or derail my future?
Well, and then the thing about it, I'm not quite sure the Gen Zs are that involved in church as maybe the generations before them. I'm not quite sure how involved they may be. And I'm bringing this up, guys, because, you know, during our three-part series, the original reason why Rachelle came on was she was talking about feeling like she was in a cult because of religion and all this stuff. And one thing, too, that I must say, and this isn't Stanley, listen now, I like to say this, I'm a woman of God. I'm not so much a woman of church, even though I do go to church whenever. Hey, Revive Church. Okay. But I think that the religious influence sometimes takes away from critical thinking.
Well, I'll say this. Oftentimes, it could be dangerous if you look at it in a vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say that, I mean this. Religiosity, it pushes you to pray about situations that could be very dangerous at times.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just look at that one aspect and not look at the full holistic picture of it, yes, you should pray. Mm-hmm. Yes, you should seek wise counsel from God. Yes, you should put it in His hands. But also, if there is a situation that could be detrimental to your health, then you must employ common sense in that vein to say, let me protect myself from this. Because if I'm, God forbid, dead, then I wouldn't be here.
Well, now, I don't know if you got a chance to listen to the three-part series, but one of the biggest things, too, that came up was the role of women in the church and the role of women as a married woman, okay? And, okay, just as, you know, I've heard some men say, listen, Stanley, you talking about, you know, you want a man to be a provider. Man to man can't really provide in this day and age because all these bills and this and times change and all this stuff. Okay, there might be some validity to what this person is saying. But at the same time, too, you know, based on our three-part series, it was almost like this: the females were expected to be this person, to do this, to do all these things. And I don't know, because we had some messages during that time, too, where, I know, guys, it just feels sometimes like we back in 1403 as it pertains to women and the role and what is required of a woman and how this woman should show up and the woman should be shy, pious person, but suppose she's not that way. Suppose she's not. But she must now conform. Like, what man?
We look for Proverbs 31 woman because we were...
I like her.
We were socialized to expect that a woman should be certain ways.
I happy you say that, though. See, I ready for you today. You shouldn't have gone to the Proverbs 31 woman. That's the woman who I know. If Charles Stanley been to Sunday school, y'all think... Y'all got this for a game. Hold on now. Let me pull this up now. Because see, I'm happy you're going there. Let me pull this up. Hold on. Proverbs 31 woman. Hold on. Okay, I'm ready for you. Where is this? I want a King James version. Yes, that's right. See, there it is. King KJV. Hold on now. Where it going? No, I don't want AI. Here we go. Can't see the front. Okay, here we go now. Let me see if I... Okay. Man. Okay. Okay. All right, here we go. Man, where is it? Oh, okay, yes. Let's go now. Who can find a virtuous woman for a price is far above rubies?
Amen.
The heart of her husband doeth or doth safely trust in her so that he shall have no need of spoil.
Amen.
She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life.
Amen.
She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. This is a hard-working woman. But man, I talk about the woman being independent. This is a hard-working woman. Okay, she is like the merchant ships. She bringeth her food from afar. The woman is a hard-working woman. She's strong. She rises also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. This woman is doing things. She is busy.
Industrious.
She's industrious. Men nowadays is have a woman. I have a problem with a woman who busy and got things to do. I ain't saying nothing. Let's go. She considereth the field. She buying the land, right? With the fruit of her hand, she planted vine and vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengthens her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. This woman, she has a business. This is a business woman. She laid her hands to the spindle and her hand to hold the staff. Wait, hold on. The point is this woman is very, very busy. Okay, her husband is known in the gates. See, this is here now. Let me talk. See, y'all like talk with the Proverbs 31 woman. But verse number 23. What verse number 23 say, Mr. Smith? Read that.
Mm-hmm. And it says, her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land.
Okay. Mm-hmm. This man ain't no fool. This man could lead this woman because he is a leader. You hear what they say? Mm-hmm. He is sitting at the gate with the lead, with the elders.
With the elders, yes.
Mm-hmm. And that's one of the issues that women have too. Who leading us?
Well, definitely, in order to have the expectation of a Proverbs 31 woman,
right,
then we must be walking in our God-given authority. And in order to walk in our God-given authority, we must be righteous leaders of our household.
Yes.
And so oftentimes we fall short of that because we expect to have that which the woman from Proverbs 31 brings, but we're not giving that which a righteous leader of a household, we should be a priest, a protector, and a provider. And so in this new age of things where we have the expectation for want is greater because
right.
You have the cost of living is higher. Persons want a big mansion, so to speak. They want to eat on levels that, you know, whereas back in the day, we could have gotten a leg of sausage, a half a bale mm-hmm. of rice and grits and sugar and all of that. But, you know, nowadays we look to eat on a higher level.
But
and
Mrs.
so.
Smith, okay, you saying that men, you know, we want this Proverbs 31 woman, but I'm not quite sure if they want this Proverbs 31 woman. You know, I was watching Smallville. You know what Smallville is?
I heard about it, but I can't say that.
It's like when Superman was in high school.
Okay.
Okay. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So I watching it, man, you got about 10 seasons. I on season number 2.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, now, young Superman, he likes Lana, right? Mind you, Lana ain't even on his run like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? he forever rescuing Lana. Then you got Chelsea. Chelsea is his friend who tripped right out over Clark, right? Mm-hmm. But he ain't got time for Chelsea. She's the journalist. She doing all this stuff. Now Lana, he forever rescue her, and that's the one who he likes. And to me, that is what men most of the time are drawn to. You all saying the Proverbs 31 woman, but the Proverbs 31 woman in more recent times is more likened to be this woman who is business oriented, who has a job, who's working. But what I've noticed is that men would go on, they want that other woman, that maybe, you know, she ain't doing too much, or that they have to do a whole lot of things for. Whereas in the Bible, talking about the Proverbs 31 woman, this was a woman who was extremely busy. You get what I'm saying?
I see your point, but I think that it goes deeper than that. And the iceberg is mm-hmm. that a lot of men want to be needed. Mm-hmm. And so from that point of wanting to be needed, that's where that stems from.
Okay.
In your scenario, Lana needs him. He right. has to save her.
Mind you, he's getting dead by it, but Lana still ain't picking yet, but go on.
The other lady that you spoke of, the journalist, she's yes. busy, she's industrious.
But she likes
she's
him.
Holding her own.
Yes.
You know?
Okay, so, okay, you say wanted to be needed, but that kind of sound a little insecure. That sound some little, something.
So okay. when we peel the layers back like an onion, we see that.
But that's your way.
We see that these persons, it's more than just wanting to be needed, you know. It's
right.
the reason why. We have to pick out the reason in the room,
right.
the elephant in the room, why we want and we feel the need that we need to be needed. Is that a fear is that poor attachment?
Exactly.
You know?
And sometimes
we have to look and delve deep into these yeah. things. Why is it? And then we go further back and peel back another layer and find out, well, why are we insecurely attached?
Yeah, like I've heard, like I said, guys say, oh, this 50-50 thing. I guarantee you, I could put my body part on the chopping block. you know which part I talk about. I could put it on the chopping block. Guys who say that they want this 50-50, right?
Mm-hmm.
They will go to southern countries with a nice little hair and little color. Meet someone who don't work, bring them over, and they know 50-50, they doing 100%. Mm-hmm. Why are you looking?
What you look at also
okay.
there is that what quality of life are these persons living when they doing when they come over from an impoverished nation
mm-hmm.
and then they come over here, what quality of life are they living? And are they being allowed to engage with persons from the wider society? And when they do engage with persons from the wider society, you know, are they still the same person that person went over and brought from that
I'm
you know,
laughing
country?
Because I remember a client who was from, she's from Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was married to a Bahamian and similar situation that I just, she met this guy and he brought her over and, you know, he wouldn't let her go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, he just keeping her in the house, not doing anything, you know, only go out when it's time, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, actually, I can't even remember if they were married or not. But anyway, so what happened was that the only person she actually had access to was one of his female cousins.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, the female cousin, oh, he wants you to go out? Well, did he do this? Da, 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 da. Well, anyway, that didn't last too long. He was like, you can't be hanging out with my cousin. You done changed. No. But seriously, though, I see what you're saying. But what I'm saying is that we are talking about the Proverbs 31 woman, but I've seen like a lot of men, they can't really, they're not attracted to her, or they don't really want to be with her, or they see her in a different light. Now, not saying that some of these women don't have horrible personalities, because they do, some do. But what I'm saying is that to me, for the most part, it looked like the person who went in is the one who need them.
Well, and should we resort back to the, I'll give you a story, the attachment, and just to finish my thought,
mm-hmm.
we resort back to the mm-hmm. attachment. But when we look back in the history of even our little patch, our country here,
mm-hmm.
we had our great-grandparents and our grandparents, they stayed together not so much because they wanted to,
mm-hmm.
but they relied on each other for survival. So our great-grandparents and our grandparents worked inside the home. The father worked outside. He brought home the food. She cooked it.
Okay. I have a question.
He bought the clothes. She mended it. She washed them.
Mm-hmm.
She gave birth to children that she ensured, you know, were cared for.
Okay. You know, there's this program that I watch on YouTube where it's called Ashley Say So. And so she does, like, she goes into the private lives of movie stars of back in the day. A lot of them, Black American, white Americans as well. But so she goes back, and so she's giving this autobiography, but from a different, not from a career standpoint, but from a personal and relationship standpoint. And what was very interesting that stands out for me is that, like, a lot of the women were abused. And that a lot of the men, well, allegedly, were abusers. We like to say that, okay, these marriages stayed together, but it's just like what you said, they had to, because these women, for the most part, were not working. And you know how I know that these relationships was very terrible and not what people that we trying to create in our minds, talking about women are not the way that these women were back in the day. Let me show you how I sure. It was back then that Dave was fighting to work. Now, who was fighting to work? Who? Why? Women was fighting for the right to work. You know what that is. They was getting those things. Who was fighting to work? Listen, if I could stay home right now and have my foot kick up and be taken care of, you think Stanley won't be out here? I mean, I may do one little something, but fighting to work, Mr. Smith?
Because they wanted independence.
Okay, and why do you think they wanted independence?
And that opens the door for another thing, another term that I wanted. You ever heard of the term parentification?
Go on.
So when you look at a lot of the situations that happened back then, I can't say a lot because I don't have the real
data
on that. Mm-hmm. But some of those situations caused the children to be adjusted to the point where they don't form well
in relationships.
Perform well in relationships in terms of their interpersonal skills and so forth. Why?
Right.
Because the parents in those days who were allegedly being abused, they used the children as a crutch.
Right.
And when I say that, I mean that, you know, they exposed the children to adult conversations, adult situations that they weren't ready for, and they weren't ready to process. So it made them hypervigilant. And so they look always to see if mommy or daddy crying, or if daddy angry and mommy crying. And it puts them in a situation where they were the ones who were there to be the emotional friend. They uplifted the parent who was abused emotions. So they relied on that.
Mm-hmm.
And because they relied on that, they didn't have time to be a child. And so they cognize these things. And as they cognize these things, look at how they perform in their relationships later on in life.
Okay, now we're going to touch. Let me read this text message. And guys, if you have a message that you want to send, 4224796. That's 4224796. And if you want to call, y'all have been a little quiet with calling. I mean, although I did say I didn't want to call to other times, but y'all could call now. 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316. Okay. I totally agree with what you're saying. I'm just gonna read this, and then we can dig a little deeper, because that's definitely something that came up with the three-part series as well. All right. So women are the ones allowing low-status men to lay with them and then complain we're the good men. Okay, I actually agree with that. I agree with that. And I think it's because... Okay, here I come with my BS now. I think it's for two reasons. One, okay, guys, remember when I did the... what was it? The love-starved woman, when I went over what made her love-starved and all that stuff. So she's love-starved. This is why she's going with the low-status women. Men. And I'll go over the low...
But I think they need to qualify that. What do they mean by low-status men?
Well...
Because that could be, they could be coming one point or the other.
Well, listen, men who don't, let's just leave it. We're not talking, I don't want to put them in a financial category. Mm-hmm. And let's just say men who just not there. Let's because that could mean, like you said, that could mean many different things. Another reason why women are with these low status men, not just one part of it is the love-starved woman. The other part is just like what we talked about with society. Women, they get to the point where it's like they want it, like, okay, I have to get married. I have to be clean because this is what is now going on in this woman's head. And so now she's seeking and searching for this mate. And there have been times when people would have probably said, okay, right, you need a man, da 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 da. Oh, you're too high up there. You have all these expectations. So now she's lowering it. And then because she's probably been single and had all these crazy relationships, she's now thinking that, okay, well, this may be the person. So she's now there's this desperation that now emerges. But that's the story for another day. We have a caller. Brittany, we have someone calling? Because I want to get into what Mrs. Smith introduced, talking about the child, which was a big part of why I had stopped the conversation with both parents. Okay. I see Brittany. Brittany is talking. Brittany, is that someone who's calling through? Who wants to... Okay, I don't know what's going on. So let's just jump into what we were talking about. Okay, so we started to talk about the child getting involved. Now, this is a caller? Okay, all right. Caller, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Stan, and good afternoon to your guest.
Good afternoon,
sir.
I would like to chime in, and I hope what I say is on topic. I believe what we are experiencing in relationship is a lot of generational stuff. I would encourage persons, even before getting in a relationship, to really do some self-evaluation to see where you are psychologically, mentally, spiritually. I think each and every one of us need to get ourselves together, because how could I look for someone to love me when I haven't found who I am? And we need to do some really soul searching, because what I notice in a lot of marriages, you find a lot of people repeating things that their parents would have experienced, their grandparents would have experienced.
Yeah.
A lot of people are experiencing bad abandonment, abuse, neglect, and whatever form it comes in, that's what you could say that's what they're experiencing. So even as a child, let's say a young girl, she may have experienced abandonment, neglect from a father. Then she marry a man. If he's not giving her the kind of attention she deserved, then she's now began to experience some form of abandonment, neglect, and oftentimes abuse in her marriage. And I'm finding this a lot also in the religious community. You know, I think we need to look at building people are not so focused on professional. We've spent a lot of money and emphasis on education, which is good, but we are doing it at the expense of not finding who we are, spending more time in developing self and being true to ourselves and what we want and what we expect in terms of who we want in our lives. I think in Thailand, we should just work on ourselves and don't even bother to pursue any relationship. I'll hang up in this.
Okay. All right, caller, thank you for calling. Okay. Mrs. Smith, do you want to chime in before I start? Or?
Yeah, thank you for sharing, caller. I understand your point of view, and I think that it is valid that we need to look and understand who we are and love ourselves first before we can even offer love or offer ourselves to be loved from someone else. I think what also happens in society is that we put too much emphasis on third-person perspective.
Right.
And third-person perspective, even though you may think that you're in charge of your relationship, the voices in your head are in charge of your relationship oftentimes. And that voice could come from a parent, could come from a sibling, could come from a friend or friends. could come from things that you see on social media. All of these play roles in how we engage, whether positively or negatively, with our significant other or our interpersonships.
Yeah, he said a whole lot of good stuff. He really did. But, I don't think we take the time to really, like, dig deep. So, okay, you brought up when you were saying that, when we were talking about, okay, men like to feel needed. Now, sometimes this is a healthy thing, but sometimes, for the most part, it's a very unhealthy thing because, okay, why, let's go deeper. Like, why do you feel like you have to, like, this is the way you are going to get love if this person needs you? Because, see, if somebody needs you, needing versus wanting, to me, to be wanted is a little bit more healthier than need sometimes. Because this person is choosing to be there. And, they're coming from maybe a healthier. But if someone needs you, it's no choice that they got to stay there. Why would you want to be with someone who, you know, they don't have no choice? They have to be here with you. So now it's time for us to peel away the layer and really look at, okay, what's underneath this need, as Mr. Smith said. Like, why does this make you feel this way? And when did you feel like you were not wanted or you had to do something? And Mr. Smith said, you said that very early, and I know guilty, that as children, we learned how to be needed. We learn how to be needed by our parents. We learned that, okay, when I am mommy's listening ear or daddy's listening ear, I get attention. Daddy now or mommy comes to me for this comfort. Mm-hmm. So I now feel special. I feel like the good child, the chosen child. So I now am learning that being this listening ear is what I can get for people to like me and to love me. And unfortunately, it doesn't just stop with mommy and daddy. We now take that and we go in relationships and we learn how to show up and be this, this listening ear or whatever it is. And the terrible thing about that too, though, is that we now take on people's stuff that don't belong to us. And this is how children get involved in these situations where they should not be involved. And, later in life, we see these, these other things emerging. But I know.
I think it's a dangerous thing for parents to put children in a position where they use them as a crutch to overcome their trauma. I think owning your trauma will is the first step in towards rehabilitation. But I also think that what the caller was saying in terms of loving yourself, oftentimes when we as individuals look in the mirror and we don't see that we are lovable because we know that there's some qualities about us mm-hmm. that we refuse to change, that we know are unhealthy,
right.
But we want it to be accepted. We want our bad behavior to be accepted.
Oh, my God. Yes.
So that is why we would sort of gravitate towards needing a person that needs us rather than a person that wants us, because a person that wants us has a choice. And we feel like because of what we see in the mirror, they may walk out the door if given the choice. But if they need us, they must stay and withstand.
So, I remember working with a female female and male who came, couples again.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so the female, she would kind of get out of character
mm-hmm.
if, let's say, she sends a message to the boyfriend and he didn't message back within 5 minutes, 3 minutes,
mm-hmm,
two
mm-hmm.
minutes, right away.
Mm-hmm.
And this was like a huge problem. And now, that's kind of unrealistic to me. And I'm talking about whether or not he was in the shower, he was working, he was doing something with the kids, whatever it was, she would go into these rages almost, or, be very upset. And, and so he tried to accommodate it, but it was just too much. It wasn't realistic.
That's from a point of trauma, too. And that could be trauma inflicted by the same party that's actually not conforming. Because you have situations where something may have disrupted that peace.
I can tell you right now what happened. So, okay. So one, so she shared with me that it was something with her dad, you know, something that her dad would, did, something back in childhood. Mm-hmm. And so now we're having a session together. Mm-hmm. And so she's sharing this, but she still wanted the boyfriend to accept this behavior and not her not work on this behavior. Mm-hmm. And it's just like what you said, that sometimes we want people to accept our bad behavior. Mm-hmm. It is not anyone's responsibility to cure you. You have to cure yourself. You have to do the work for yourself. It's not realistic. I mean, come on now. If someone don't message you back or don't do, because now it becomes manipulation. Because, you know, you're getting angry, you're doing all this, you're withdrawing, you don't want to have sex, you're doing all these things. Because this person isn't doing what you want them to do. And the thing that you want them to do is actually nonsensical. Because mm-hmm. there's no way someone can always respond to you within the first 5 minutes of you sending a message. This is crazy.
And I think also what they have to be careful of is that we start things in relationships that we can't complete.
Yes.
And oftentimes if you depart from a behavior that you initially started, then it signals to that other person that there's something wrong, something's right. amiss.
Yeah.
So if you started, for instance, to be busy, and in the midst of your busyness, you would still find time to return a text.
Right.
And then all of a sudden you say, well, boy, I'm busy, so you should understand. Then that person may feel like that's a departure from the norm.
Right.
Even though it may be logical to say that this person is inundated with things and they're dealing with things, not so much so that it's more important than you, but they are just overwhelmed at this time, at work or otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
But you see it as a departure from that norm, and any departure from that norm doesn't feel good. And when it doesn't feel good, human beings instinctively react.
But thinking about the female, then she didn't only do this with her mate. Mm-hmm. She did it with everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, the thing about when we have these issues, and everybody has issues, y'all. Everybody mm-hmm. got baggage.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't just show up in one area of our life. It shows up in different areas of our lives.
Definitely, so, it permeates. And yes, the common denominator is you. Mm-hmm.
So for her, she's doing this to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes a time, I mean, okay, fair enough, this person started it. But we are all adults and we are assuming that we are healthy. If your mate or the person is having a conversation with you, okay, about it, hey, well, yes, I know that I did, I would answer, but remember now I'm a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot always answer,
mm-hmm.
you know. And they have had this conversation several times with you and you still are not getting it. No, there's some work that you need to do, because why do you feel like if this person doesn't do what you say to do, that this is now a problem? And something as simple as that, and I'm just using that. Okay, someone just, Stanya, tell your guests to preach. I think women need to learn to own their own drama and stop blaming other men for their issues. Women do this a lot. Women and men, because most men don't even want to go to counseling. So
yes, both sexes have that issue. So both. It's not
women or men. It's just men one. And women.
It's both. Individuals. Yes. And that's why you use the term individuals, because individuals experience these things.
Yes. And this is why also I'm giving examples with men and women, because mm-hmm. we all have baggage. Everybody, we all been hurt in childhood. And listen, mm-hmm. our children will probably even have issues with us, because it's just what it is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about this because this stuff comes to the surface and we see it play out in our relationships. And honestly, like, I feel like we don't really have a young people problem, you know. We really have a parenting problem. We don't know how to parent our children. We don't parent our children very well. And so a lot of times things that would have happened to us in our childhood, we now take it and we run with it into our relationships or on the job or wherever it is. And all we need to do, on a serious note, is heal. We see anger. We see people acting out. We see crime. And unresolved trauma.
Yeah, we have to own the trauma. If we don't own our trauma, then we hide in a corner from it. Yeah. And hiding in a corner from a trauma that is overtly expressed every time we enter a situation which is glaring.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is. It is. So, yeah. So one of the things that would have come up in the three-part series for me, and not just there, I'm just talking about, and I picked it up because this is something that I have experienced, that I have lived through. So I'm not pointing fingers at anybody. Mm-hmm. I'm pointing fingers at Stania Omika Davis. Mm-hmm. Okay. But children do, you know, we end up present in the relationships. And a lot of times too, okay, we have the son, okay, yeah, Texa, you can like this little one, where sometimes mothers use their sons as, I like to call it pseudo husbands. I got a mm-hmm. whole full, I listen, mm-hmm. I got to write a book on that one too, the pseudo family. Mm-hmm. A little pseudo family. Mm-hmm. That's a story for another day.
And it happens on both sides as well, as we could evenly distribute that from mothers who use their daughters as a crutch as well.
And fathers who use their daughters
and fathers sons. Who use their daughters and sons. Correct.
So the thing is, so now what they're saying, because, you know, like, how do children get involved too, is because, okay, whoever they are attached to at the time, you hurt daddy feelings or you hurt mommy feelings. Somebody was a stink meanie to my mommy or my daddy. Mm-hmm. And that somebody may have been my mommy or daddy. Therefore, you could get it too. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes these children, it may not necessarily be that the father or mother brought them into it, but they know that there is conflict. They mm-hmm. know that one party was not happy that the other one left. And so now they are now siding because they see that there's a disruption in the family. And this person is very sad that the other person isn't there. So now they are thinking, or they're seeing it, and, you know, children are very me-centered. You left us. Mm-hmm. It's not a you left mommy or you left daddy. You left us. And so in the mind of, so now the child is seeing this, and they are now processing this, and they now become a part of it. So I just want to say this too. Like, one thing, like, how do you navigate that? Mothers and fathers, be present. You have to constantly have these conversations with your children. Whether or not it is the mother who, you know, the dad left it for her, hey, listen, it didn't work out with me and your daddy. But your mm-hmm. daddy's a good daddy. Your father's a good father. That doesn't mean that he's not going to be your daddy. So there's a whole lot of maturity.
And not to open up a can of worms uh-huh. here, because I know that's for a whole other show. Mm-hmm. But you do have oftentimes children who are traumatized by the parents staying, and they wanted the parent to leave.
That's another
and
thing.
So their interpersonal relationships are short because they are still reliving the trauma that their mother or father experienced, and they want to now inflict that on others.
Yeah, listen. There, I have so much stories, okay? And I know I've said this on the air before. The oldest person ever came through Eve's Journey Life Coaching Institute, that is Stanley's Institute, the older lady who came in, I've told you all this 10,000 times. She came in for grief. She had lost her child, and mm-hmm. she came in. So anyway, we're doing sessions. And so one day she comes in and she says, okay, Stania, you know, this weekend I had my... let's say the 51st or 55th, she's in the 70s, 50-something wedding anniversary. You know, I little extra, Mrs. Smith. So I say, boy, mom, you've been with that man all that time. Boy, you something else, eh? Okay, you know, I done extra. Mm-hmm. Okay. I noticed mom was a little quiet. So when I look, I say, mom, what happened? She say, I can't stand him. And I was like, mom, what you talking about? Didn't you say that you was with him for 50-something years? So mom says, I stayed with him because of my children.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right? Now, mind you, that sounds like my... anyway. So this is what she said. Now, here's the thing. So I said, and how do you know it was... So she said, the last time I slept with this man was, let's say, she said 51 years ago. So I said, mom, how you know that? Mm-hmm. How you get this specific number of years?
Mm-hmm. She said... odd number two.
Exactly. She said, you know how? She said, because my baby 51, and that's the last time I ever had sex with him.
Wow.
Now, that was very traumatic for me because, okay, or interesting, because one, mom even though she's in her 70s, Mrs. Smith, child, mom shaped better than me.
Wow.
Mom dead shapely. Mm-hmm. Okay, her personality. For 50 years, mom has wasted her life. Yeah. I eventually met the other children, and the other children, just as you just said, they were very upset that the father remained in the home. He actually traumatized the children. He was an alcoholic. Mm-hmm. The girls and the boys. Okay. When I met the father, because he had to come too, he was awful. Very awful person. So more damage was done to the children because he remained in the home. That's one. All of them traumatized. And these are adults. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Also, the wife, who could have started over her life. She could have started over her life 50 years ago. She could have had another life. But she stayed. And did it end good? No, it didn't. She was unhappy all this time. And so in this country, too, I've noticed, like, we prefer to stay in misery than to just let it go. And sometimes you have to let it go. Sometimes somebody else is a better match for your husband or for the wife or whatever you want to say it. Sometimes, guys, you let it go because you could have started over your life, even at 50 or whatever age.
And that's true. And it's interesting you would say a better match because, you know, oftentimes the trauma that one individual puts another through prepares them to be a better person to the next individual that comes.
Yes.
And even if that is for the concept that they don't want the next person to leave them and they are a better person, I think that that person... That person would have been served better. But there's someone for everybody.
But I remember one guy tell me, what he say? Yeah, and I can marry this one, Stanya, and I can love this one. I mean, in my mind, I was like, so you a surprise? What is it? Right? Anyways, listen, we just talking about things that we need to talk about. I'm using that as a guideline, but this is not the guideline. This is the guideline for all of us, our lives, because all of us know what trauma feels like, and all of us has been hurt. For some of us, our mommy was the first woman to break our heart, and some of us, our daddies was the first daddy and first man to break our hearts. We all know what pain feels like, abandonment, rejection. The point is, it is incumbent upon all of us to do the work on ourselves. And when we are not doing the work on ourselves, Mrs. Smith, remember what I used to like to say? Remember when I say, mother sick man, are you self-abusing today?
Self-abusing. And that is a theme in our society. We all self-abuse at some point or the other.
Because listen, if you keep doing the same thing again and again and again, now you are an abuser of self. Anyway, guys, this 234, Brittany done pointing. You see, y'all this thing, guys, be lying when I tell y'all Brittany is do me Biden. Brittany was pointing to say, get your hip off.
Boy, she almost cut us.
Listen, Brittany waking with the white, you know, I surprised I ain't getting no little message now. Anyhow, let me come off this thing. See y'all next week, guys.
Let's find out together on Tell It to Stand.